Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show. Wake up to love, your call to action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here with you. Every time when I come here and I hear this intro, I just get so inspired to be here and that I'm here and that I'm doing this show. I love the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I love what it is that we stand for, and that the collaborations, the guests that we have on, and the hosts that we're working with. And it's just a wonderful platform. Being with Transformation Talk Radio over the years has really, really expanded my views and helped me to influence in the world. And it's just been extraordinary. I'm so grateful. I'm on the heels of celebrating my birthday. Yay! Happy birthday, Cornelia. Yesterday, October 22nd, 22, number 22. Very powerful number. We're all mastering something in our lives right now. And so it was a fantastic, glorious, glorious birthday. So I'm still very much in the celebratory mode. So continue to send me those birthday wishes and those amazing connections that I've been making. I've been thinking about this, that I received about 100 personal messages on my birthday. 100 personal messages. And would you believe that this morning I went and I spent time to connect with all of those people that sent me messages and thanked them for celebrating me, for taking the time in their life to send me a message and send me a blessing, even if it was just them saying to me, happy birthday. It meant so much to me. It meant so much to me to be celebrated, because I remember a time I spoke to my niece yesterday morning when she called me to wish me a happy birthday, and we had the conversation. She says she still has a hard time with her birthdays. She still has a hard time. She says, I still have PTSD. And she goes, how did you get beyond it? And I said, well, that was a choice I made. Because I remember a time, you know, prior to, I've had 7 years now, 7 years of good luck, 7 years of badass birthdays, awesome birthdays, birthdays that I love remembering, birthdays like that. And it really was a choice that I made when I turned 50. Yesterday, I turned 57. So when I turned 50, the place where I was at the time, I had moved into this beautiful, beautiful home with my then partner. We'd been living there, I think, for about 6 months. It was a beautiful, beautiful house. We were renting this house. And a new relationship, and it was a fantastic new beginning. And then the relationship ended, and he broke my heart. He absolutely broke my heart open. And I realized later that it wasn't necessarily the fact that I was so in love with him. It was more that I was grieving the loss of a relationship that I thought was going to last. So I was dealing with that grief when I was turning 50 at that time. That loss was real prevalent in my time at that time, right? So it was that. And then another thing that I was dealing with at the time was the house that we moved into was actually going into foreclosure. So that day, on my birthday, I got a notice on the door saying that, you know, the house is being sold on the doorsteps of the courthouse in foreclosure. And here I was getting ready to celebrate my birthday because I had made that choice that I did not want to go on each day, you know, that I live, that my birthday wouldn't be celebrated. And I didn't want to remember my 50th birthday grieving and processing this loss of what I was dealing with. So I decided that no matter what was going on, that, yep, the house is being sold on the doorsteps of foreclosure, and yep, I'm in deep grief, but now I'm going to surround myself with all of my friends that are going to come and that are going to support me in this 50th birthday party that I'm going to throw myself, and I'm going to let my friends comfort me, and I'm going to choose to celebrate my birthday no matter what. So that was the beginning of the first, and can I tell you, not only did I just do that birthday, that one day, but I did an entire weekend. So it was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I had this huge party at my house, slumber party. The friends came from all over the place. We had about 11 people, and they all stayed the night, you know, and so stayed the weekend. So it was a huge celebration weekend. And since that time, every time now that I have a birthday, I, because of the value that I brought in choosing to not tell that story again. And so I just want to share that with you today because you can choose that too. You know, when so many of us have had really, really hard times, hard life, it's important to remember how amazing we are and how extraordinary we are. And when we were, you know, the life that we were born into, that we signed up for, we were born for this, we came for this, right? And, you know, because we've been under-celebrated, I truly feel that. I truly feel that we have been under-celebrated because a lot of people felt not good enough. They felt like not deserving. So it's really important to change that story, and that's why I wanted to share that with you today. Share my birthday joy, my birthday celebration, and it's been 7 years now. Every year, I don't throw the big party, but I celebrate the birthday. And it's usually for, like, you know, throughout the whole month. I get together with people here and there for lunches and dinners. And I just enjoy giving birth, being here now, and celebrating the life that I'm living. So may this story inspire you back into your joy on your birthday. And I want to thank all the people that supported me on my YouTube channel, Cornelia Stephanie YouTube, because one of my goals was to reach 2,200 subscribers. We're at 1,500, I think, right now. And I wanted to use this birthday time to really push me over the edge. And thank you to everybody that subscribed. And you can still help right now. Go on over to Cornelia Stephanie YouTube and subscribe to the channel and help me reach more and more subscribers, because that's going to really help the algorithm of YouTube and really get this information out to as many people as possible. So thank you so much for doing that. I wanted to share that with you. And then also wanted to say, is it just me, or am I the only one that's finding that everybody is just in such a hurry? I'm wondering, is it just me? Hey, David, what do you think about that? Do you think that everybody's just seems like people are just in such a hurry?
Yeah, seems like everybody has a due date for something.
Right? Yeah. So people just seem like they're in such a hurry, like everybody is, you know, chasing, like running and rushing. And so I just want to invite everybody to remember that we only have today. And to slow down and, you know, relax and realize that, you know, because when we're in such a rush, we might miss something that the universe is sharing with us, like a solution or something that we've been thinking about, or we might miss a connection, or we might miss, you know, we might miss a sharing connection with someone. So I really invite everyone to slow down and remember that we have just today, and to bring our energy back in today and take your time to celebrate your life today and be here today. So this is another another one of my practices, is to realize that, hey, I only have today, and today is going to be the best day of my life. So my darlings, all of you wonderful people, we're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. And when we come back, I'm going to introduce you to my first guest on the Stories of Hope. We'll be right back.
Your favorite Transformation Talk radio shows are now on Spotify. What? Simply search out your favorite host or show by name, tap the subscribe button, and boom. With over 150 million active monthly users on Spotify, Transformation Talk Radio is thrilled to expand our reach so you never have to miss an episode. Yeah! Well, what the heck are you waiting for? Log into Spotify and subscribe now.
When was the last time you had that feeling that you knew something, but you couldn't explain how you knew it? How powerful would it be for your life and business if you could consciously tap into that magic within you? What if you could remember that there's something supernatural about you? Tune in to Absolute Alignment with Christelle Biga, When Success Feels Easy, every first and third Friday at 1:30 p.m. Pacific, 4:30 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, I'm Carrie Kadambi, and this is your Spirited Exchange Moment. Have you been searching everywhere for answers? Do you long for wise guidance to lovingly direct you? Guess what? You have your very own divine spirit guides in the highest light, available 24/7, just waiting to help you live your best life. Call in your spirit guidance on a daily basis to help you make important decisions. All you have to do is ask, with a sense of openness, curiosity, and willingness to be divinely guided. Throughout your day, be open to notice what shows up for you. A spoken phrase, a book, a message from a song, or simply a knowing. And always offer gratitude for that loving guidance, and don't forget to put it into action. Join me on Transformation Talk Radio for my show, A Spirited Exchange. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
Imagine starting your week off with a teaching, a clearing, and an activation direct from the God consciousness. If you would like to feel more in charge of your week ahead, then I personally invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, for our monthly Soul Sunday non-denominational service at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, online or in person. All donations for this event go to the TLC Initiative Fund to help those in need. Sign up now at TracyLClark.com and let's connect together in the glory realm.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
David, are we back?
We're back.
We're back. We're back on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. My first guest, Shanta Ronnie, is a mixed race artist. I wanted to read this bio because I thought this was really cool. Usually I don't read the bios, but this lady inspired me. So I had to do it. So I'm changing it up a little bit. It's good to be the boss. She is a mixed race artist who describes herself as a global nomad, a result of having moved internationally 9 times. Born in South Wales, her family immigrated to Hong Kong when she was a toddler, and she spent most of her life in Southeast Asia. There she started her career in the food and beverage industry, but art was always her calling. Several countries later, with a BA in fine art and a master's in curating, she taught in the UK as a lecturer in art and design. Whether it be art exhibitions or community events, Shanta has always had a passion for bringing people together. And now at the age of 56, she's embarking on a new endeavor in yet another country. Welcome to the show, Peace Queen.
Thank you so much. I'm so delighted to be here. Although I'm sure some people are wondering what this slightly odd woman who isn't a guru or any of those amazing things that all your other guests, I watched the previous episodes and I was just thinking, what on earth am I doing here? Why am I following this crazy whim to apply?
I'm so glad you did, because, you know, this is exactly the reason why, is that people need to hear what it is that you have to say. And I went to check out your website and I love your art and I love your background. I love your creativity. And
before I can't take all the credit. My daughter's helping me as well. So we're working on things for this restaurant. But it's been a bit of a nightmare and it's had its ups and downs, and we're determined to do what we need to do.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Before we came on, you were talking about that you were, let's share the story. Let's go to it.
Okay, well, basically, I found myself in my 50s in northern Spain with a tentative grasp of the language at best. And here I was opening a restaurant that wasn't my idea, in the middle of a pandemic, on the start of a global recession. And I'm just thinking to myself, what on earth am I doing? You know, it's just something totally out of my realm of experience. But I just decided to hold on to my confidence and use my past skills that I've learned along the way in my journey, because that's what our life's about. You know, I'm trying to find a story that is inspiring, and we all have inspiring stories, whether they're surviving tragedies or celebrating triumphs. I just felt that this was something that your readers, your listeners might like to listen to. So I had the opportunity to open this restaurant. A close friend of mine said that he had a chef who wanted to be more creative, and it was a great location, and on paper it seemed like a great idea. So we signed on the dotted line and then took a lease for 5 years, and it was great. It started off really good. I was in my element, in my wheelhouse, decorating, designing things, menus, all those sort of things. And then the pandemic hit. So we had to readjust, we had to adapt and go with the flow. And I thought to myself, fine, this is unexpected, but, you know, I'll go with it and see what happens. And so I threw myself into researching environmental restaurants and businesses and looking up vegetarian food and all this sort of stuff, getting the menu together. And my business partner, unfortunately, was not doing so well, and he went into some sort of depression. The pandemic finishes, we come out of lockdown, and he's become a totally different person. He's angry and frustrated and argumentative. We couldn't make any business decisions. Anyway, to cut a long story short, it was just getting very unbearable to live with this, to work with this guy. So I'm sorry, I've lost my thought. I'm really sorry.
I was going to say, yeah, so he was your business partner.
He was my business partner. He was going to do the cooking. I was going to do the managing of the restaurant and that sort of thing. And eventually his behavior just got to the point where I had to cut my losses and make a change. Because this is what happens. You find yourself caught up in a situation where, I mean, you know, I had this whole thing worked out that I was going to say to you and be funny, but emotionally it just takes over and you just have to rise above it. You have to think to yourself, I'm not going to take this personally. I'm not going to be intimidated by this person. I wasn't brought up to be intimidated. You know, I was raised by a family of strong women who were well-educated, who all owned their own businesses, which is not something that's common in the 70s. But, you know, I was brought up to be confident, to be loved, to be unique, and to have a belief in myself. And I'm educated. I've gone through life. I've had loads of journeys and adventures, and it's made me the person that I am. But when you come into a negative environment, all the things that you know what to do in life, all the things that you've lived by your in your journey and gone on to mold you as who you are, you lose sight of that because you're just confronted by something that is unexpected and overwhelming. And although you've had previous experience dealing with these sort of things, and it shouldn't faze you if you're a confident woman who's achieved so much in life and had such a long journey in life, you have to just take a breath and not take it personally and decide, is there a solution? If there isn't a solution, then you have two choices. You either have to make a change or wait for it to pass. And once you can get into that calm mindset, then you see a lot clearer. And that's what I found for myself. You know, I then decided, fine, I can deal with this. I went and saw a lawyer. I got advice. I'm now in the process of dissolving that company and setting up a new company. My daughter, Kashna, and I have been working on social media. We've been learning the latest marketing techniques, learning how to make vegan cheese. We're cooking food in the kitchen and learning how to photograph it and put it up on social media. And, you know, I have to give all credits to my daughter. She's just grown the social media to a point where we've got so many followers and we're not even open yet.
Oh, that's awesome.
Our vision now is to open something that's ethical and environmental and creates a community and provides good soul-enhancing food that is reasonably priced and healthy and is available to everyone rather than having to try and cut out in bits of environmentalism because it's expensive or increasing prices because we're in an area where pilgrims come. I live in a place called Santiago de Compostela, which is busy with hustle and bustle normally outside of pandemic times because we're the third great, one of the three great Christian pilgrimage sites, which I didn't know when I moved here because I did it on a whim. I've lived so much of my life on a whim, and I find that everything works out in the end anyway.
That's it. And now I want to find out, where can people find you on social media, direct us there, and you be sure to connect with me. I want to find out. I want to follow you guys. So
thank you so much. And I apologize for being nervous because this is the first time I'm doing this.
Oh, you're doing wonderful. You're doing wonderful. I'm so inspired. I can't wait to meet your daughter and look at the information that you're going to
share. Well, if you're ever in Santiago, do come and have a meal with us and a glass of wine.
I would love to. So please, how can people find you on social media?
We're on Instagram and Facebook, thegreenhouse.restaurant. And if anybody wants to contact me privately, I'm Shanta.Rani.
Shanta.Rani, you are an amazing light, a beautiful, creative
thank you
woman.
So much.
You're so gorgeous. And I love, you know, how you shared the message today. And yes, you know, you really claimed your power in this. And one of the beautiful blessings is your daughter helping you. You know, these young, amazing, you know, future leaders of the world.
Absolutely. Well, I have two daughters who are helping me. My youngest daughter is the reason I was here, because she moved here and I just on a whim followed her. She's back in university and she helps me with Spanish translation and checking, editing my things that I write and all sorts of things. So it is a family thing. And my mum in Malaysia, and, you know, we're all connected on the internet and we're all sharing stories and giving advice and hopefully making informed decisions.
I love it. I'm so glad that you said yes. I'm glad I got a chance to meet you. I definitely want to connect with you again and more.
I would love that. Thank you. And I promise next time I'll practice what I preach and not be so nervous.
You were amazing. You were amazing. Nobody could tell. Thank you for coming on. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. When we come back, I'll introduce you to our next guest. But thank
Wonderful.
You, Ronnie, thank you. For joining us.
Thank today. You. Bye.
We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Has your kindness been used against you? Are you ready to clear the confusion and reconnect with your power? Then it's time to become toxic person proof. Join toxic relationship specialist Sarah K. Ramsey as she gives you the secrets to rebuilding and rebranding your life after a toxic person encounter. It's time to get past the past, get real about the present, and get serious about your future. For more information, visit sarahkramsey.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Cornelia Stephanie. I hope you're enjoying the show as much as I am. I'm excited to introduce you to my next guest, Dr. Marie Nalini Scarf. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I am so happy to be here.
Yes, and I want to share with the audience, when I asked you this morning on private messenger what your vision was, and you shared with me that when you share your story, it's always your vision to share your story, that if one person feels inspired and hopeful, that you will have succeeded. If they feel moved to reach out to you, you will give them all the love and help them with everything they need to be successful. And so that's who I'm introducing you today to, ladies and gentlemen. This wonderful person that has this vision, one person, if she can reach one person with her story. Dr. Marie Nalini Garf is a high-achieving transformational coach who specializes in helping ambitious professional women around the world rapidly up-level their careers. Hello. Trained initially as a medical physician, she is now a unique kind of doctor, a doctor of careers. Before becoming a coach, Marie Nalini earned a six-figure income working in world-renowned organizations and as a dynamic business school professor. After experiencing career dissatisfaction along with a personal health crisis, she embarked on a powerful journey of healing, change, and reclamation. While on this path, she researched cutting-edge strategies, eventually developing proven system to help motivated women land high-paying dream jobs and bring true joy and fulfillment into their work lives. She believes that with the right assistance and tools at her disposal, that any woman with education, experience, and expertise can realize her full potential. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you here. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes. So share with us your story, the story that this one woman, one person is going to hear that is going to change their life because it's exactly what they needed to hear.
Absolutely. You know, one thing I want to say is if anyone looked at my resume, they are going to see I worked in the most amazing organizations, making a lot of money, and I looked so well put together to everybody. They would say that she's got it. You know, she's got it. I mean, she shouldn't be complaining about anything. But then over the years, and that was, I mean, a lot of years, about two decades of my life, going after things, right? Achieving one thing after another, achieving one thing after another, only to realize that I was miserable. Mm-hmm. I was unfulfilled. I just felt like I don't belong anywhere. I have no direction in life. I was just taking the next available thing, which looked like the, you know, next shiny thing for me, shiny object, and I just went after it. But I just did not find that peace and joy and fulfillment within me. And ultimately, universe, you know, showed me the way by making me very, very sick. I was diagnosed with symptoms of autoimmune disorder, and there were multiple opinions about it. But one day I came home from work, I lay in my bed and I just couldn't get up. Like, my body refused to move. I was in so much pain. fleeting joint pains, and I just had no idea what was going on. And that was the turning point in my life, which really made me examine, you know, what is wrong with me? You know, why do I have everything and still I do not feel happy? Why do I have so many people in my life and yet I feel so lonely? And that, you know, propelled me on a path of exploration and understanding. And that led me to my past wounds. And I realized how my past wounds were dictating my adult life. And that's when I started figuring out, you know, why does one feel unfulfilled even when they have everything? And that led me ultimately to this path of becoming a transformational career coach.
What an incredible story. There's a lot of things that are going through my mind right now, like you were an overachiever. Sounds like you were an overachiever. It's kind of, it reminds me kind of like the conditioning of our past, you know, that had us, you know, continuously keep consuming, becoming, being consumer, consuming, consuming. And you were an achiever, achieve, 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 achieve. And then you were still, you know, you found yourself, you know, you were pushing yourself beyond, 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 and you still weren't happy, even though you had all the success and achievements that you were chasing after, right? Yes. And then you developed this autoimmune disease, which was a godsend so that you can slow down. Now, are you fully healed?
Yes, actually I am. Because as soon as I addressed the cause of why I was feeling unfulfilled, that just led to, you know, the release of everything. And I also was fortunate enough to find an Ayurvedic doctor in India. Mm-hmm. And he told me there was really nothing wrong. And, you know, he gave me some herbs and whatnot and some lifestyle changes. And I'm doing great.
That's awesome. Because, you know, you might have just been labeled. They might have just given you a label that, you know, so that they can say that here is your label. This is what you have. Yes. And then it could have, you know, put you in panic and fear, and you could have been walking around saying, I have this, and been the victim and all of this. But no, you got it and you made that right connection. And now you're fully healed. You're a transformational career coach. I find this so awesome right now because there's so many women that are in so much change. And, you know, at any point in their life, it doesn't matter if you are in your 30s, 40s, 50s, even 60s, you know, it doesn't matter. But you help women shift their careers because this is what you've done for yourself, isn't it?
Yes, yes, yes. And one thing I want to say that, you know, when it comes to transformation, a lot of people feel that transformation is, oh, maybe I get a higher paying job, I would be happy. Or if I got that promotion, I would be happy. Or if I switch jobs, switch careers, I would be happy. So even though I'm a multiple time career changer, I know that that's not the real transformation that all of us are looking for. Ultimately, all of us are finding ways to feel happy. Finding ways to feel fulfilled in our life, finding ways to belong, finding ways to love ourselves, even though it is not obvious, but those are the things. And these external things as, you know, high paying jobs or, you know, career switches and whatnot, those are some external things we are trying to go after to fill in the hole within us. And the hole within us has caused these limiting beliefs around us, right? Oh, I don't know if I'm worthy of that position. I don't know if I'm worthy of making that much money. I don't know why I surround myself with toxic colleagues or the boss who does not see my value and whatnot. But it's all inner work, really. I mean, you can pay like whatever you want to pay for your resume, your LinkedIn profile, get the best job search strategies and learn negotiation techniques and whatnot, which I teach anyway, but 85% is mindset and 15% is the external thing. So how you show up in the interview would drastically change if you have addressed your limiting beliefs.
So let's tell the audience, you're amazing. I love what you're doing out there. Let's tell the audience how to get in contact with you, your social media, and how to find you. And I just want to say, I really, really enjoyed my connection with you because, you know, you told me this morning when I was trying to say your name, Dr. Marie Lanini Garth, when I was trying to say your name and wanted to make sure that I had it correct, you said to me that you really appreciated that I would care or that I would want to put the effort in to get it right and that most people wouldn't do that. And what that means to me is that I know value, and it's important to me that I express that value of another human being here with me, saying yes to this space that we co-created together, and that I value this conversation and value you and value this energy. And so thank you for saying that back to me, that you appreciate that, because like I said in the opening statement, is most people right now, I feel like everyone is in such a hurry and people are not, they're missing very important connections, very important messages. So please share with us how the audience can get in contact with you on social media.
Absolutely. So they can go to my LinkedIn profile, and my LinkedIn profile is Dr. Mrinalini Garf. They can look me up there. They can also visit my website, www.unshackledcareerwoman.com. And another best way to get in reach with me, especially if you are a female professional, just find the group on Facebook called Rapid Career Transformation and join the group, because I do weekly lives there, a lot of great free stuff to upgrade your career. So go ahead and just look me up and send me a join request.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. We will see you. We're going to take a break. We're going to take a break right now, and we'll be right back.
Great.
Join the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Hello, friends. I am Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul-stretching success tip of the day. Two very important and life-changing words, I am. I have an alphabet game I wanted to share with you today. Start with the letter A and come up with as many positive words as you can think of and place those affirmative I am words before them. For example, I am abundant. Move to the letter B and do the same thing. I am beautiful, and so on. This requires you to actually focus on coming up with positive words and learn to state your affirmations with conviction, validation, and focus. Begin to say them numerous times a day. Learn to say them with feeling and belief, and you will begin to see your confidence, your focus, and your self-worth evolve. Hope you have a beautiful, successful day, and I'll see you next time.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
So how do you value your self-worth? Join Dr. Pat and Sabrina Wright as they introduce Sabrina's holistic approach to self-care and inner peace. Get empowered to make decisions for yourself. Change your view of your own value and learn the tools for investing in who you're designed to be. Live the good life every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on The Dr. Pat Show featuring Sabrina Wright. To learn more, visit sabrinaiswright.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for listening and for tuning in. I wanted to remind everybody to go on over to Cornelia Stephanie YouTube and hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, and thank you for joining our community. Now, my next guest, you're going to hear a lot about her in the future. Her name is Michelle Tatum, and I connected with Michelle this morning before we came on today, and one of the things I wanted to find out from Michelle was what's her vision? And she shared with me how important it is for us to connect in community. And she helps women, Black women, the Black community, so that they can stand out and reach equality and divine justice. Divine justice is my word. I'm choosing this. But justice in economics. And so that means that bringing divine justice, bringing justice, being able to receive the same opportunities and same, opportunities that's out there for an equal representation is basically what she shared with me. Now, Michelle Tatum is a mother. She's a former ICU nurse and an entrepreneur for over 15 years. So she knows what she's talking about. Michelle Tatum is a co-founder of All Black Everything, honing in on her passion for uplifting women of color and helping people lead her on a devoted journey of becoming a beacon in bringing about change. She believes that educating our people on money and economics is paramount to building a strong future for our community. Michelle's inspired by Houston's own Beyoncé Knowles Carter and popular producer actress Issa Rae. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thank you for having me. How are you, Cornelia?
Yes, I'm wonderful. It's great to have you. I'm 100% behind you. I support what it is that you're doing, and that's why I invited you also to our other show that speaks exactly about this topic. I'll be sending you more information as we go on. I'm glad that I had the opportunity to meet you. And I think it's really important that you're doing this. Here's an interesting thing. I'm just going to throw this in here. I wasn't planning on doing this, but I just got the idea. I spoke yesterday to someone, and what they told me is they heard the show that I did with being anti-racist. How to not be an anti-racist, right? This show that I have here. And she said, I really like what you're doing with that show. And she said, the reason why it's so important, because she says, you wouldn't believe. Now, she's a white person, and she works in an office. And in that office, the office manager, when the office manager is looking for hiring personnel, any person that has the name of Nakisha or Letitia or a name like that, those applications get pushed aside and it gets overlooked. So that's a huge problem. That's a huge problem.
Huge.
I mean, I just get the chills. It's like a huge, huge problem. I mean, this is the part of what you're talking about is equal justice, you know, the right opportunities. Like, you know, if a person that has the name Lakeisha has that same opportunity that Sandy does, then we're okay. And this is why you're helping women of color, Black women, to reach those opportunities. And you want to bring this out into the media to talk about it more. So yeah. Thank you for being here. And know that we only have a few short minutes, so take us to it.
Okay, great. So yes, stuff like that happens all of the time. You can have the same education, experience, background, and because your name is Lakeisha, you won't get called for the job. So yeah, that happens all the time. And my stance with that is, if we as a Black community, we built our own economics, and not in like a separatist movement, we want everyone to be a part, right? But if we do like other communities, like the Asian communities, they have, you know, stores and businesses and banks and whatnot. And if we do that for ourselves as Black people, then having a name like Lakeisha will not be a problem to get a job for someone who understands that Lakeisha is just a name. It's not a representation of how that person is gonna act, you know? So my passion really is showing people, all people of all races, nationalities, ethnicities, how important it is to have strong, strong economics for Black people. You know, in America here, we're about 13% of the population, but we are not represented equally in politics, as CEOs, as, you know, business owners, whatever. We are not represented as 13% of the population. So my goal is striving so that we are represented in every facet, doctors, nurses, 13%. We are 13% of the population. We should be 13% of the everything, right? So that's my stance.
Yeah, that's really powerful. Absolutely. That needs to change. So let's tell the audience where they can find you, where people can connect with you. So where is your social media handle?
So they can find me at All Black Everything. It's Black with a Q, Everything, Everthang. We had a little, you know, swag on there. and that's on Instagram, Facebook. That's our website. So you can find us. We're actually hosting a huge festival. We're calling it the Cultural Maturity Festival here in Houston, Texas, on April 4th, which is Easter Sunday of next year. There's gonna be vendors, fun, food trucks, just a way for us to come together and everybody can experience some Black culture. You know, just how we commune through music and fun and, you know, just great people. And we want everyone to come to Discovery Green on Easter Sunday and experience our Cultural Maturity Fest.
Oh, I love that. I wish I was there in your neighborhood. I would definitely be, you know, joining, because I love the Black culture. I love the African culture. I love the way that they express themselves, and they express themselves from their soul. There's a soul expression, you know, and so I would love to join. I'm glad you guys are doing that. So thank you so much, my dear, for coming on. You know, we're getting ready to host another show right now, and I bet you would like that too. And it's called The Millionaire Imprint for Women. The Millionaire Imprint for Women for all races, right? Because, hey, we need to bring that into balance. So stay tuned, audience, to come on to this next show, The Millionaire Imprint for Women, where I'm going to be with Donette Pelmore, my co-host, and then also she's bringing some guests, and we're going to be talking about preparing for the holidays. Michelle Tatum, you are amazing, an amazing queen, an amazing woman with a beautiful message, and what you're doing out there to help the ladies, you know, get their equal share. And so it's done. It needs to happen. We're going to make sure that we shine that light. Thank you so much for coming on, my dear.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you.
We'll be in touch. We'll be in touch with you. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the show today. Be sure to go over to Cornelia Stephanie YouTube. like and subscribe. And thank you so much for celebrating. And we'll see you again next time.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.